This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Halloween parties, as we traditionally knew them, are a dangerous idea in a pandemic, conjuring grim images from one particular Edgar Allan Poe story, and some cities and towns are recommending limits on trick-or-treating. In a more normal year, Halloween is a $9 billion business, according to the National Retail Federation. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
For 27 years, Headless Horseman Hayrides and Haunted Houses in Ulster Park, New York, has been exactly that. Hayrides and haunted houses. But this year, piling 35 guests into a wagon won't work. So the hayride has become a drive-thru with a soundtrack riders play through an app.
Have you seen the horseman? He roams tonight.
Our entire show is themed and scripted.
Michael Juby owns the business with his wife, Nancy. He says the hayride is usually a huge production with nearly 400 carpenters, makeup artists, and actors.
On a normal evening, we have a storyteller that travels on every wagon, and I like to describe it as a traveling play.
This year, guests will be contained to their cars and actors stationed alone on the trail, which comes with some theatrical sacrifices.
It's a lot harder to scare you from 10 feet away.
It comes with financial sacrifices, too. Juby spent thousands of dollars converting the trail, building barriers and buying speed bumps, and he lowered ticket prices by 10 bucks. He's just aiming to break even this year, which is challenging because he can only run at 25% capacity. And Halloween is a super seasonal business.
You really cram it down into about 3 weeks.
Kevin Johnson is chairman of the Halloween and Costume Association. He expects the retail window for costumes and candy to get even smaller this year because people are waiting till the last minute to decide if it's safe to trick or treat. But during the pandemic, plenty of people have continued celebrating occasions. They're just doing it differently. Tom Vollenstein is CEO of HalloweenCostumes.com. Last Halloween, the company sold more than 1.3 million costumes. This season?
It could either be the worst year we've ever had or the best year we've ever had.
Back in April, his company's sales of bunny costumes were significantly up from the year before because more people celebrated Easter at home. He thinks parents might go all out this year to make up for the pandemic with Zoom costume parties or cautious trick-or-treating. And of course, what is more 2020 than masks? Halloween has plenty of them. To be clear, the CDC says costume masks do not replace cloth masks, but you could just go with the classic mask-friendly costume companies are stocking up on. Doctor. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.